Greetings, my dear guests. We have received so many inquiries of late that I wanted to put out a little announcement for you about Season 10. And I have a question that may be about you. We tried hanging posters up in the village about these things, but several no-good do-gooders apparently tore them down. Let's hope nothing horrifically unfortunate happens to them very soon, and when they least expect it. First, yes, we will once again happily fling our doors open to welcome you in for Season 10. I think you'll be pleased to know our first story of the new season will be the story of the birth of Irma. So far, it's looking like we will open for the public on April 21st and for our patrons on April 14th. We always have a little break between seasons to take inventory of the books, and number one, to take inventory, and two, to quash rampant rumors, and to do maintenance, and declutter, and clean, and remove any stains, residue, remains, or dried ectoplasm from the draperies. It's a lot of work for our maids. Oh, and we take time to write and research and gather any components needed to prepare new readings for you to enjoy. We've been trying to keep the open graves on the property to a minimum, because we care about you. And we know that many of you are kind enough to care about us, because you bravely join our Patreon. Which brings me to a problem that I would like to politely request your help with. Some of our lovely patrons are actually missing in action. As far as we know, they've not met with some very unfortunate or grisly demise yet, but it truly is breaking my heart. Let me explain what happens. A kind-hearted, spooky lovely like you hears our pleas and joins our fabulous Patreon, generally for the amount of $2, $5, $10, or $20. They dutifully fill out their information form and include their email and their postal address. Then, first they get an automated response from Patreon that I have written. In this automated message, I inform them that another message of appreciation will shortly arrive directly from me. I send the second message explaining all the wonderful things they're going to receive and have access to. I ask them to please write a confirmation note back to me to establish an open line of communication. Even if they or you happens to be shy or reclusive, I ask that you just say hi, so I know I can reach you. Approximately 1 in 5 spooky lovelies do this, and for those people, everything goes perfectly. We have a great time. If there ever is a snag with their mail delivery, I can get back in touch with them to get it sorted. It works like magic. Where the system breaks down is when I never hear from a new patron. I mail out their official welcome letters, stickers, bookmarks, or their personal library cards. and for some reason their envelope of goodies cannot be delivered to the address they provided. It gets returned to our remote location, and I either have to pay a hefty fee to get the envelope back, or the envelope and its contents get shredded. And I have paid high fees in the past to have hagstones and hatpins returned because I don't want them to be destroyed. I try again to contact the person and get no response. Sadly, sometimes the person then leaves Patreon and complains that they never received their items, and I still cannot reach them to try to fix any of this. My dearly beloved guests, if you care enough about the Midnight Library to send your support to help keep it open, then I want to interact with you. Yes, you. And I desperately want you to have your gift items for your kind support. If you join our Patreon, please turn on your notifications, sign up with a valid working email address, and please write to me. Even if you're shy and can only manage an emoji or the single word hi, just so I can reach you if there's ever a problem with your mailing address. My helpful spooky lovelies within Patreon have cleverly suggested that at the end of each reading, that I should read out a list of the current missing persons. And as much as I love this idea more than I can say, I value our patrons' privacy, and I wouldn't want to embarrass them. But the main problem in doing this is that we have so many other residents of the village on the official missing persons list, and I wouldn't want the two lists to become confused, no matter how entertaining that might be. Excuse me. I'll meet you in the reading room soon, and if you join us in Patreon, and I hope you will, I'll meet you even sooner. Thank you, spooky lovelies, for visiting and supporting the Midnight Library.